This is JIS News. Coming up, Prime Minister responds to questions on purchase of Orange Grove property by NHD, LED lights commissioned into service along Palisados, and issue of public access to UDC's Winifred Beach in Portland resolved. The news in detail after the break.
I'm Romario McKenzie, Robin, captain of the Calabar High Track team. And me have a message for anybody who have planned to take the tablet them or the government give the schoolers for using class. You never hear so them break the tablet them. That means anywhere the tablet's there, the government can shut them down. Those GPS tracker installing of them. And even if you find a way and you go around all of that, the minute you go up on the internet, them are going to know. So here what you do. Just leave the youth them with the tablet. Give them a chance to further them education. Makes sense. Done.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller says the Auditor General and Contractor General will be provided with documents related to the purchase of the Orange Grove property in North Trelawney by the National Housing Trust, NHD. Mrs. Simpson-Miller made the disclosure while answering questions from Leader of the Opposition, Andrew Holness, in the House of Representatives on Tuesday.
All correspondence and documentation requested by the Auditor General and the Contractor General, which are the appropriate bodies to receive such submissions, will be provided to them.
The Prime Minister also noted that the full expenditure by the NHD to purchase and maintain the Orange Grove property is $208,256,713. This figure includes $180 million for the purchase of the property and its buildings, approximately $2.1 million for the purchase of chattels and equipment, and approximately $25.2 million for the maintenance and administration of the property. Visibility at night along the roadway between Rockford and Port Royal in East Kingston has been significantly improved following installation of retrofitted streetlights along the corridor. The near $6 million project is being jointly executed by the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, the Caribbean Maritime Institute, CMI, and the Jamaica Public Service Company. It entails replacement of the high-pressure sodium lamps previously used with energy-saving light-emitting diode LED versions assembled by the CMI. Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Philip Paulwell welcomed the development and implementation of the project.
This journey to conserve and to become more efficient users of energy is one that the entire country is on. And again, JPSCo, as a utility company, they have fully embraced and are partners with us. The government is now pursuing a $20 million project through the IDB, where we are transforming the way we utilize electricity in the government. And we're going to be using that as a model for the rest of the country.
Minister Paulwell was speaking at a ceremony to commission the lights into service along the Palisados on Tuesday. The LED lights are expected to yield upwards of 50% savings in energy costs. The McGregor Gardens community in Kingston is one of seven already benefiting under the Project Step Up initiative aimed at regularizing electricity usage. The $30 million project is being facilitated by the Jamaica Social Investment Fund and the Jamaica Public Service Company. Work is underway in McGregor Gardens to rewire 100 homes and install 15 streetlights. Minister of State and the Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, Julian Robinson, toured the area Tuesday.
We're doing rewiring. We are putting new poles and wires to improve the infrastructure in the community. 100 homes are going to be rewired under a pilot project, and those 100 homes are going to be provided with prepaid meters. They're also replacing streetlights with LED bulbs, which will reduce the consumption and also deal with a number of streetlights which had become defective.
Project Step Up is seeking to tackle the problem of electricity theft by financing the delivery of infrastructure, services and civil works in seven inner city communities in Kingston and St. Andrew for the provision of legal electricity connections. And the Urban Development Corporation, UDC, says a mutual agreement has been reached on the issue of public access to Winifred Beach in Portland. A statement from the UDC says the matter was amicably resolved through mediation and a consent order made by the court. The corporation has granted the easement to be recorded on a title that Winifred will always be a public bathing beach. The corporation says the opportunity has now been created for ongoing dialogue with all interest groups as it considers moving ahead with the process of upgrading the UDC-owned Winifred Beach for the benefit of the people. That was the JIS News. I'm Aroya Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.